Now, how do we provide access control? Well, the first step is that you enumerate the resources. There is, for instance, if you have a server, you list all the resources, all the files and directories that are present in your server. You have data files, you have program files, you have system files, and so on. So you list all those directories and files. Now, after listing those different objects, different files, you have to put attach a sensitivity, that is, decide how sensitive those files are and directories. So, for instance, in the case of a computer, you have data files that belongs to an owner, a user, and then you have data files that belong to the system. So data files that belong to the system, they are more sensitive because they are not to be messed. And then you have program files that belong to the system, that is the program that are used by the system, the operating system, and so on. And then you have programs that are being used by the user. So the programs that belong to the system, the operating system, these are more sensitive than the others. So you attach some kind of sensitivity. If you have a file of credit cards, if you have MasterCard, Visa card, Euro card, whatever it is, then this file must be sensitive. So you attach a sensitivity that is higher than the other. So generally what you do is that you classify information that you have in this server or in your computer. Now, excuse me, after doing that, then you specify who should access what. So imagine that you have a computer that is accessed by in the military. You have generals, you have colonels, you have captains, you have privates, you have lieutenants, you have lines corporal, sergeants, and so on. So you specify that, okay, if somebody is a general in the military, general, it doesn't matter whether in the air or in the marine or whether in the field, whatever it is, you specify that any general can access anything in this computer. And then there are those who are colonels or brigadiers and so on. You specify that a brigadier can access only this file or only special files. A captain can access these files. And so on, a private and sergeants and so on. You specify the files that they are supposed to access. So when they come, they say, oh, this is a sergeant. Okay, these are the files that he or she is allowed to view. And more efficiently, it's usually good to have roles, that is, you describe roles, whether it's under a system administrator, project team, and so on. So this access control can be made by individual by individual, or it could be by roles. Roles is much better because then you don't just base on the user identities, but you base on the roles that they have, administrator or general and so on.